Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you.
Class 43, Authentic Prosperity. In Class 43, you'll understand how to be prosperous and abundant in every field of your life. And we'll try a meditation mantra exercise for abundance. Many people that meditate make all sorts of judgments about their practice of meditation and their levels of material prosperity or financial success. And whilst it's true that meditation creates the mental and spiritual environment for a more balanced and whole person, this does not have any direct correlation to our world's judgment of success. In fact, to be really successful or authentically prosperous has very little to do with our old paradigms, which may be more about being rich or famous. Authentic prosperity is more holistic. It looks at the complete picture and the balance of us as a whole. To be really authentically prosperous, we need to look at many aspects of ourselves. For example, are we time prosperous? Do we have enough time? Or are we constantly feeling time poor or in poverty as far as time is concerned? If we're time prosperous, we would always feel like there is enough time, that we're not fighting to get the things done we want to do. We would feel that time is our friend and not something we have to constantly fight against. We might even be aware that it is in the present moment that our power lies, and that we should not be imprisoned by linear time or our past or future. Are we prosperous in joy? Do we feel that our life is full of joy and laughter, or are we living in scarcity as far as joy is concerned? What about peace? Are we prosperous in peace? Do we feel so calm and at peace with ourselves that we can offer peace to others without conditions or expectations? Or are we restless or uneasy? Do we lack peace? Are we prosperous in wisdom? If we are rich in wisdom, we would feel that there is not a problem in the world that we could not have the answer or find the answer within. When wisdom is scarce, we might feel the world is a frightening place that we could never completely understand, and therefore we have to make prejudiced or uninformed decisions, perhaps even lurching into religious or political fundamentalism. Are we prosperous at work? Do we feel as though work is endlessly fascinating, something we love? Or is our work a chore, something of poor quality, little challenge, and imprisoning rather than freeing? What about the big one? What about love? Are we prosperous in love? Do we really feel loved? In hundreds or thousands or millions of ways, do we feel loved? Or is love so lacking in our life that we feel that no one cares or understands, or that we are unlovable? Do we have only one or two avenues to love and therefore feel fragile and needy? Are we truly able to feel love for our own heart, our own self? Even comfort in our lives. Are we prosperous in comfort? Do we have a nice comfortable house, a dry and comfortable bed? Are we comfortable in our living space, or is it dirty and unkempt, or perhaps fashionable but not functional? Lastly, are we prosperous financially? This does not mean that we are rich. It just means that whatever we need arrives. There are many people that are not rich but are financially prosperous because everything they could ever want is available to them, whilst others that are very, very rich live in a state of lack and can never have enough. They live in poverty whilst outwardly being multi-billionaires. So authentic prosperity has nothing to do with luxury or lots of money, but everything to do with being here now, being present in the fullness of our hearts in this moment. The ego is constantly in a state of lack, always looking for more, so is in poverty in all its dimensions, whilst our hearts, the point of connection with meditation, are completely in touch with our fullness, our prosperity in all things. The ego says, I need more. There's never enough. Therefore, I have to fight against everyone and everything to take what I lack. Whilst the heart says, I am all, complete and whole. There is nothing to fear, and all is well. Take a few moments to breathe deeply and center yourself. Remind yourself that real prosperity comes from an awareness of your real self, your soul, because in your heart you are complete. Full of infinite love and joy, prosperous in every dimension. Then gently repeat this to yourself. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. As you repeat this, let go of any sense of scarcity or lack in your life. These feelings are layered upon our heart by our ego and resist our heart's sense of fullness. Let those layers dissolve. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. In everything in my life, I am completely prosperous and whole now. I am completely prosperous 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 now. I am.